In 1 he said there are commands and prohibitions, that they're not for practice, they're to show our weakness, so that we may behold our weakness therein, and at that time recognize the power of God. In 1 he said, do not regard your weakness. That weakness is an act of ingratitude. Beware. Regard your power, for this power is from him. Know that your power is the gift of him who is who.
Do you feel any objection if you're told that, listen, regard your power, for this power is from him? You are created to do something and you have to do something. This is the gift of him and you have to use it. This is correct or not? Oh, later Jerome will say, oh, this is like I call someone and I will hand him a vacuum cleaner. Then I don't need to vacuum the room. I gave you vacuum cleaners, you should do the vacuuming, right? I said, look at you, God gave you a hand, you should do something. This is correct. But this is not all. And this doesn't bring the other one that looks opposite. Because if you always do that, you know then what you do? Then in the moment of desperation and sentimentalism and exhaustion and being drunk, you will rape someone because you have the instrument. Instrument of rape was given to you. It's not that simple that you're given the instrument, you should do the job. This is one part of it. That's one part of it. So we have to collect all of this and put it in one. Remember, these are not something that you... And are you counting? He said 12, right? He couldn't say 12, he said 10 plus 2. 2 plus 10. Now, if you count, you will see it's much more than that. It's not 12. And all of this, one by one, he counted them. So we have to work on all of this, remember. Yes?
In 1 he said, leave both these behind. Whatsoever is contained in sight is an idol. In 1 he said, do not put out this candle, for this sight is as a candle to concentration. When you relinquish sight and fantasy, you will have put out the candle of union at midnight.
For those interested here, fantasy is khiyar. Here he's talking about khiyar. If you don't look at khiyar, and nazar means vision, if you forget about the vision and imagination, then you have turned off the candle of rejoining or anything like that. Because it's all that, remember, it's khiyar, it's nazar. It's not know-how, it's not knowledge. It's the way to look at things and your imagination. Where is it going? Yes?
In 1 he said, put it out, have no fear, that you may see myriads of sights in exchange. For by putting out the candle of the Spirit, for by putting it out, the candle of the Spirit is increased. By your self-denial, your Layla becomes your Majnun. If anyone abandons the world by his own renunciation, the world comes to him more and more. In 1 he said, that which God hath given you, he made sweet to you in bringing it into existence. He made it easy to you, and do you take it gladly. Do not throw yourself into anger. In 1 he said, let go all that belongs to self, for it is wrong and bad to comply with your nature. Different roads have become easy. Everyone's religion has become as dear as life. If God's making easy were the road, every Jew and Zoroastrian would have knowledge of him. In 1 he said, that is made easy, that spiritual food should be the life of the heart. when the enjoyments of the nature are past, like brackish soil, they raise no produce and crop. The produce thereof is naught but penitence. The sale thereof yields only loss, nothing more. That is not easy in the end. Its name ultimately is hard.
Well, what does it mean to you, this line, please? This is not easy in the end, its name ultimately is hard.
Well, it
makes any sense to you?
Not in English. I get the sense he's trying to play with Rumi's words.
It's not Rumi. No, here he is playing with the words, but this is Quranic word. And this plays in Quran.
Oh, is this like Surah 93? With every difficulty comes ease.
No, it's two words in Arab language. One is Osr, the other one is Yosr. You see the musicality and the rhyme together. Osr, Yosr.
Yeah, that's nice.
And God repeatedly will say, don't forget, with this one, the other one is Mal Osra Yosra. And it's always Osr which is coming first. Because that's what you look at. Osr means when something is not enough, when you don't have enough, when your hand is empty, when you're poor, all this is Osr. Osrat kishidan means being poor. Yosr is possible. Moyassar means it's ready. Something is not there, so you have difficulty and hardship with it, which Osr means that. Difficulty and hardship. Not hard, the name is. He's playing with these two words because over there God repeatedly said, when there is difficulty, remember. This difficulty is because of the achievement. It is possible that you are trying for it, huh? The logic is this. Are you doing something and trying hard? Why are you trying hard? Because you like the hardship? No. It is possible, this stuff, right? When the hardship is there, don't forget the possibility. Because when you're trying, means the illusion of possibility is already there. Notice it. This is something, yeah, it's a little bit hard to swallow. Let me change it to make it worse. What is difficulty? I'll tell you something is difficult. What do you get? What do you understand?
You don't like it.
You don't like it? Because you don't get it. What I was talking about. I was talking about the hardship in my life. Why don't you like it? You should be happy. This thing is very hard for me. Means, I like it very much. I'm ready to pay a high price for it. Hardship is the high price for something you want. If there is something that I don't want it, I don't give a damn if it is easy or hard. It's not hard or easy for me. Hard is the thing that I want, and its price is high, and I'm ready to pay it. So with the hardship, that possibility is there. This is very complicated, but very interesting, because this Osrius, exactly, are yin and yang, and the opposite. And in Quran, he's talking about that. He's not talking about, oh, don't worry, if your salary is not good, you will have promotion. That's when you want to interpret the message of God superficially, like all the religious institutions do. God is talking about, notice, the opposite is in the heart of the opposite. That universal form. Remember, at the center of the white part is the black spot. That's yin and yang. And they build each other. And by being with each other, they are moving around. Look at it. It's not a static state. If you look at it, you will get the illusion that it's turning around somehow, because each one has a tail. And it's like that. This This is the magic of the universe.